Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. It's 5 p.m. Eastern today, the 16th of April, 2020. One of the interesting things about studying the Meyer material, by the way, which is pretty much the purpose of this radio program, is to study the Meyer material, to pass it on, to share it with other people, to learn more about it. It's you start down a path and then you go down a side tangent. It happens so many times when I start preparing for a radio show. I'm not really so much preparing as studying, and then that leads to this and that and the other thing. But I want to talk about reincarnation first, despite what I have in the title for this program. In order to evolve, the creation creates the human spirit form. What first is the creation? The German word for creation is Schöpfung. I think of it as like the universe, particularly the universal consciousness. And the universal consciousness creates the human spirit form. And the spirit form evolves independently through all of these lifetimes, millions of years, 40 to 60 million years, the spirit form incarnates into a physical human body. And about 35 or 40 million years in a body that's half spirit and half physical. And then we spend several billion years completely in a, back as a spirit form. And particularly, the spirit form evolves independently through the human being's material consciousness. Eventually, the spirit form merges back with creation. And that's how the creation evolves. That's one of the ways that it evolves. It's through all these human spirit forms that are throughout the universe that are evolving independently. And then they bring back all this information to creation. And slowly, after billions of years, the spirit form merges back with creation. Now, the spirit form is totally neutral. And its goal is to collect wisdom and knowledge through these reincarnations. The material consciousness is the human brain. It functions, it has decision-making, thought processes, considerations, speculations. This all occurs mostly in the material consciousness. Now, just back to the creation for a second. The creation is not standing in judgment. It's a super intelligence. It has no gender. It has no personality, yet it's the source of everything. It's about 46 trillion years ago. It came into existence through the Big Bang. And the creation is creating and building and evolving the galaxies and the stars. And the human spirit is being created during this phase of creation, which is the expansion phase. And about 155 trillion years, the creation expands. Now, the spirit form is considered a tiny fragment of creation. Not literally, I don't think, but figuratively, it is essentially like a fragment of the creation. And it enters into the human body to collect wisdom, knowledge, and love through countless reincarnations. Eventually, the spirit form merges back with creation, and that helps the creation to evolve. Here's a profound statement about creation that comes from the Decalogue by Billy Meyer. It says, the creation is the being and the non-being of the life. It is the most immense mass of spiritual energy in the universe. It is spirit in its purest form and unmeasurable in its wisdom, knowledge, love, harmony, and truth. It is pure spiritual intellectual energy. The creation prevails over everything, and it stands and it has an unstoppable evolution. You may consider the creation to be wisdom and love. There's a special term, Wesenheit, that's used in relation to the creation. And a Wesenheit has not so much self-determination. It evolves according to some fixed pattern. Now, in order to evolve, your spirit form will create a place, a storage bank in the other world, and that's called the overall consciousness block. And the overall consciousness block creates a new consciousness and a new personality every time it's time for you to reincarnate again. And this storage bank in the spirit realm contains the personality, the consciousness, and the egos, and the ego. 21 days after conception, the spirit form and the consciousness block enter into the body, and the heart begins to beat. In the area of the brain called the superior colliculus, the spirit form spreads its spiritual energy throughout every fiber of the body in something called a fine filigree. One thing to remember is the spirit form is not affected by the material realm. You could lose your arm. It wouldn't hurt your spirit form at all. You could be run over by a truck. Same thing. It doesn't hurt your spirit form. And here's a mystery that I don't completely understand yet. But when the spirit form enters into the human, it still somehow remains in its own realm. And your spirit form cannot be influenced by sickness or disease. So it's different than the material consciousness. Material consciousness, it evolves independently, it perceives, it learns and processes results, and eventually it forms evolutive values, the material consciousness does, and it will transmit those in an impulse from the material consciousness to the spiritual consciousness. Now, the spiritual consciousness also sends impulses, quiet impulses of wisdom, to the material consciousness. So the two consciousnesses, the material consciousness and the spiritual consciousness, are in a kind of communication. Now, the spiritual consciousness will store these evolutive values for all time. And the spiritual consciousness, the spirit form, will become wiser and more knowing. The impulses that are transferred from the spiritual consciousness to the material conscious are always neutral positive. The spirit form is always neutral positive, just like the genderless creation which is always neutral positive. These evolutive values that we're talking about are timeless. These are values like learning about love, wisdom, harmony. The evolutive values are the purest kind of knowledge. And this is what the spirit form is. It's absorbing. It's pulling these in. This is what it exists to do, is store these evolutive values. Maybe that's a good place just to stop. It's before I end up spending the whole half an hour on reincarnation, but I hadn't talked about it in a while, and I suddenly got an impulse to talk about it a little bit again today. This is one of the creational natural laws, is reincarnation. So death is not an escape from the problems of this planet, because the planet you die on is the planet you reincarnate on, at least according to the Meyer material. Now I'm going to drastically switch topics because of the current situation that we're in with the coronavirus. For people that have been studying this sort of thing for years, it's a red flag. I'm not saying the coronavirus isn't real. It is a real virus. It is really killing people. Personally, I think it's being used as a tool by a group called the New World Order. And they have at least 19 goals. This group, the New World Order, who is that? That's the Council on Foreign Relations, the Committee of 300, which is talked about by Dr. John Coleman. These rich families like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. The group sometimes called the Illuminati, the Club of Rome. This is all part of the New World Order. Billy calls it the Secret Dark Order. He does talk about this. And I'm going to read a few things Billy has talked about in terms of the brain implant, the data chip. So what are the goals? I'm going to rattle through these 19 goals of the New World Order. There are probably more. They want to create a one-world government, destroy national identity. They want to destroy the middle class and the family. I believe they want to make humanity genderless, and that's a whole part of ending natural sex and merging us with machines, which is the whole purpose of transhumanism. Another goal is the data chip implant. They want to implant a chip in your brain. They want to gain all wealth and power. They want to mind control the masses. And the media is now mind controlling us with fear of the coronavirus, when actually the damage that's being done to the economy is probably much, much worse than the damage that's done by the coronavirus. The Secret Dark Order wants to gain all wealth and power. They want to mind control the masses, destroy religion. They want to remove all rights and freedoms. As I said earlier, they want to merge us with machines. They want to dumb down the public. They want to move people into mega cities. I mentioned on the show the bubble cities not long ago. They want to restrict travel. See how the travel has been restricted by the coronavirus? People are locked down in their homes. In California, we have 40 million people locked down. They also want to remove all privacy, eliminate national borders, stop industrialization, reduce the world's population. Now that's, I would agree, we need to reduce the world's population, absolutely. I think they're going to reduce the world's population through the vaccine for the coronavirus. I believe it's a soft kill weapon, something that's designed to weaken your immune system over time, and it'll make you supposedly more immune, against that one strain of the coronavirus. But research shows that when you take vaccines, that typically it weakens the immune system, generally speaking. Although you produce an immunity towards one strain of a virus, you're more vulnerable to other strains. I'm going to have to study vaccines again, which I don't like doing for some reason. So anyway, they do want to reduce the world's population. The Council on Foreign Relations, the Committee of the 300, the Illuminati, the Club of Rome, these are not dumb people. They're vicious, but they're not dumb. They want to create a cashless society. Notice now they're saying that cash spreads the coronavirus. Anyway, this whole coronavirus, this whole sheltering in place is designed to create an economic reset. I don't even know if President Trump realizes that. I think he's being, a lot of times I think he's led by these people. And he doesn't, it takes him too long to figure out how evil they are. One world government. They want to create a world government, and they've done it through wars. They did it through World War I, and then after World War I, they created the League of Nations. Then there was World War II, and after World War II, they created the United Nations. And both of these were designed to stop the spread of war. Well, the truth is the globalists, the elite, make money off both sides of wars. They sell weapons to both sides. Another thing that's happening intentionally is the destruction of national identity and national pride. It's very interesting the way you hear people chant no borders, no walls, no USA at all. And it's the billionaire leftist who's, I think, part of the global elite, part of the New World Order. George Soros is funding the caravan invasion, which is coming from Central America into the United States. You notice that no one talks about all of the people that could be coming in with coronavirus right now. Another thing that the New World Order wants to do is destroy the middle class. I want to read just a little something that comes from one of the, this is Figu Australia, and this is written by Figu / Billy. I'll read just a few sentences. The great misery and end of overpopulation, the great misery and the end of the overpopulation story will be that it will be recognized by the world elite that the maintenance of their might can only be guaranteed by the overpopulation being drastically reduced. Like with a bioweapon, like a coronavirus. That's just me throwing that in. Whereby this reduction of the humanity in the future time threatens to be carried out in a felonious wise by the mighty ones of the world if the growth of the mass of the overpopulation is not ended in the foreseeable time through a drastic worldwide stop of birth. And if a world accompanied birth control is not arranged, the mighty ones of the world, that is to say, the state authorities, the dominators of the peoples, and the mighty capitalists, which as such form the world's elite, who on the whole are also blinded by their strongly religious sectarian beliefs, and also will be in the future, will be much more malicious and worse in the kind and wise of their actions than the war and the humanity felonies which happened through the Nazi horror. These are the people that are behind the lockdown, behind the creation of the coronavirus, which was created in a lab in Wuhan, in China. Dr. Francis Boyle has talked about that. So, I wanted to talk a little bit about the New World Order. a little bit about reincarnation. But I guess the real subject of the show, I just jump around too much, I apologize for that, is enthusiasm. And we're learning this together as all of this material, really, because no matter how many times you go over it, you always benefit from it and you always pick up something a little bit new. And I had forgotten about this. This shows you where I am. It's so important because enthusiasm is created by visualization. And it doesn't have to be a super clear picture in your mind, but a picture of some kind. Of imagining successful results. Page 312, in the position of the old virtueless and unrighteous, wrong and healthy, ungood and negative thoughts, one must place neutral, positive, equalized thoughts, which are occupied with imagining successful results. So, remember the creational natural laws, love, striving, and the harmony, the harmonious thinking. So this is part of harmonious thinking, part of the might of thoughts. Imagine successful results. So if you have some projects that you're working on, start to occupy your mind or your thoughts, preoccupy with a pictorial image of you being successful. And that can be anything. It can be, you know, your pets being healthy. So you have an imaginary picture of your pets healthy, your family, your friends healthy, your plants, your garden healthy. Replace the old bad thoughts with a visionary image of success. And this is how success is achieved, and it helps enthusiasm. So we need to imagine successful results. Imagine you're getting an assignment at work and you are completing it successfully. Imagine feeling healthy and strong. I am healthy, I am strong. Imagine your pets are healthy and strong. Your spouse is healthy and strong. Create a pictorial image of success. Create a pictorial image of you playing a musical instrument and being successful. Imagining success is a good way to start with enthusiasm. And the Mind of Thoughts book says we should be occupied with imagining successful results. So, believe it or not, Contact Report 134, it says the center at Switzerland was built using an imaginary picture. So in that place called Schmidruti, which is about 30-35 minutes east of Zurich, there's this beautiful center which was built using an imaginary picture in mind. Contact Report 134 says the center should be a place of harmony and beauty, so everything must be designed in such a way that does justice to this picture. So far, what has been designed and made under your direction is extremely satisfactory and very good. Each of the planted shrubs and every tree that has been planted into the soil is landscape adorning and corresponds to our mental image. So particularly Quetzal has joyfully expressed about himself about this and commented on what an excellent job you've done. Quetzal, being one of the Pleiaren that Billy has had contacts with. And Ta is another one that Billy has spoken to on a somewhat regular basis. The importance of creating this imaginary picture in the construction of the center in Switzerland. Billy and Patah and Quetzal discuss this. So I think we should be occupied with creating mental images, and this will help our success. I can't believe I forgot. This is so important. Unfortunately, I think many times People do just the opposite and they imagine bad things. Don't do that. Might of Thoughts, page 314. In the life of the human being, enthusiasm for knowledge, truth, wisdom, and evolution can work wonders. As the saying goes, enthusiasm is like a magic spell which is able to form one's entire human existence. Some synonyms of enthusiasm: eagerness, keenness, ardor, fervor, warmth, passion, zeal, many other words which are very, very good here. Enthusiasm is an absorbing or controlling possession of the mind by an interest or pursuit. So anyway, that's enthusiasm, a very important part of building that neutral positive mindset, which fulfills the law of harmony, that third creational natural law. You got the law of love, the law of striving, the law of harmony, and the law of system and order, which helps keep your life organized to some kind of schedule. I think I put on the title of this show also something about the data chip, which is what they want to implant into us. Hopefully, let me cover this quickly. It's very dark. We've got a hell of a battle to resist these dark forces. This comes from page 76, Goblet of 67, from the Goblet of Truth, Kelk Der Wahrheit. It will be increasingly the case that you human beings will be treated like animals for the slaughter, implanted with electronic data chips, by means of which you will be completely controlled and robbed of freedom by authorities, public officials, and governments. Also, in your ignorance, you will think that you live as free human beings, although you are in fact servants of the governments. FIGU Bulletin 2, with their DSP monitoring system, and this is a satellite monitoring system that America has taken the first step toward the horrifying future vision of total control over every human being on Earth. This vision signifies that terrestrials will soon be unable to take a single step without being observed and controlled by an all-inclusive monitoring system, which would eventually entail the implanting of a coded chip into every person. The Meyer material has a whole lot more to say about this. I haven't covered it all yet. Well, you know, I have been putting out a lot of shows lately, and I hope these programs have been helpful to people. I know they're helpful to me. You've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Have a great day. Imagine success. Keep your spirits up. Be neutral positive. Keep that mental image of success, and that will help your enthusiasm. We'll see you soon. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.